Do you think that bad actors have been hijacking your movement? We'll talk about it. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The organizer of the Saturday rally in Charlottesville tried to hold a news conference yesterday in which he wanted to blame local police for the violence, but he didn't get that far.
Police in riot gear moved to cut off the crowd as the protesters essentially chased the spokesman off. Anger stems from violent clashes on Saturday with far-right demonstrators and a handful of extremist groups, which ultimately led to the death of 32-year-old Heather Heyer when a car plowed into people marching against the white nationalists and hit another car. The crash and the chain reaction left well over a dozen people injured.
Correspondent Andrew Spencer, a close friend of the woman who was killed Saturday when that car plowed into a crowd, says she cared about people and stood up for equality. A vigil was held last night where the crash happened Saturday, killing Heather Heyer. A friend who was with Heyer when the crash happened says the driver barreled down and she could hear the wheels as he accelerated. The young Ohio man who's accused of driving into the crowd is facing his initial court appearance today. 20-year-old James Fields Jr. has a bond hearing this morning. Fields is charged with second-degree murder and other counts. Now, the genesis of the Saturday rally was the decision by the city of Charlottesville to remove a statue of Robert E. Lee from a city park. Communities across the South have been wrestling with how and whether to preserve their Confederate monuments and memorials. And now one tribute to the Confederacy is going away soon in Alexandria.
The city is now figuring out the best name for the Jefferson Davis Highway, which was named after the Confederate president. Residents can have their say by filling out a survey.
The survey gives an opportunity for people to suggest whatever names they would like.
City spokesperson Craig Pfeiffer says since the city council voted in September to change the name,
the advisory group is not looking for feedback on whether to change the street name, but just ideas for what a new name could be.
The first of two public hearings on the name change is Thursday. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Driving on I-66 in Northern Virginia, you might notice a flashing light on those new toll gantries, but don't worry, you're not being tolled. Yet.
Those toll gantries have been set up over the past few months on I-66 inside the Beltway, getting set for tolling to start up later this year. What drivers might not have expected is to see little flashes of light when they pass under them, giving them the impression the tolling's already started. VDOT's telling drivers it's only a test. Tolling is scheduled to start in December. Tolls will only apply to single-occupant cars traveling east in the morning and west in the afternoon. Cars with two or more people and everyone on the highway outside of the peak direction during rush hour will ride free. Steve Burns on WMAL.
A D.C. firefighter suffered serious injuries when he was attacked by some people while on a medical emergency call at a home in southeast Washington yesterday. Authorities say it's still unclear why the firefighter was attacked by at least two people. A local fire and EMS department is getting some national recognition.
Prince George's County Fire Ambulances from Silver Hill 829 has been ranked as the busiest in the country by Firehouse Magazine. Alan Doubleday is the county's assistant fire chief, and he tells WMAL why it's so busy.
So very, very dense population, the ambulance covers a very large response area.
He says the station takes about 18,000 calls a year. Montgomery County also made the list in 11th place. The district came in 17th. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,858. The Nasdaq at 62,57. Sports, a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the 11th, wins the nightcap for the Nats after they lose the first of two. The O's lose to Oakland, and Justin Thomas wins the PGA Championship. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. When it comes to implants, experience matters. I've been researching and studying Fullmont dental implant techniques and technology around the world for over a decade, so I can bring you a perfect, beautiful smile. Full porcelain zirconia with advanced 3D modeling from the Cascade Center are indistinguishable from your own teeth in look, feel, and function. Our team can do this comfortable procedure all in one office with one doctor and in many cases in just one day, saving you time, money, and discomfort. rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists can have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. At the Cascade Center, we handle hundreds of implant cases every year. And with our new in-house high-end custom lab, we can change years worth of dental damage in just one day while offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. Isn't it time for you to smile again? See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero-Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. You mentioned 66 eastbound and westbound, but at 66 eastbound at Business Route 234, the toll, an accident is taking its toll. It's been moved to the shoulder. Police are on the scene. Eastbound between Business Route 234 and the Beltway, all because of this, it's beginning to build in volume. It's a 31-minute trip. Should only take you about 21 minutes. Now, on Beach Drive Northwest at Broad Branch Road in the district, they're on the scene of a downed tree. The road is closed. The cleanup is in progress. Your alternate, Blagden Avenue to 16th Street. This report sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, Northwest Wisconsin Avenue and Garfield Street, the traffic lights are still out of sync, so be careful there. And 270 southbound from 70 to 121, it's a 22-minute trip. You are just crawling along. Metro's Blue Line and Yellow Line running with delays. Largo Town Center and Mount Vernon Square, that's where the delays are. It's all because of a disabled train at King Street. Are you one of millions who suffer from leg cramps? You need TheraWorks Relief. If that's so, when applied daily, this fast-acting foam is clinically shown to relieve leg and foot cramps, and TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Actually been enjoying some fairly decent midsummer weather. Temperatures haven't been too hot, not too cool. And as we go through today, more of the same, increasing clouds after some morning sunshine. At about 83, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Haymarket, 64 in Bethesda, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. His former high school teacher says the Charlottesville suspect is a big fan of Nazis. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
6:07 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall this morning at 7:05, we'll be joined by Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst. You'll be looking forward to that. 8:05, Diamond and Silk.
Woo-hoo!
On the phone with us this morning. That'll be fun. Mike, trust me, that'll be a blast. And then we'll have Congressman Tom Garrett at 8:15 this morning. You've seen him on TV all weekend talking about Charlottesville, his district. He'll hopefully have a lot of answers for us this morning about what the latest is as lawmakers and law officials continue to comb over the scene there. And then Dana Lash joins us at 8:35 this morning. Speaking of Congress, a member of Congress accused her of being a domestic threat to the country.
Before Charlottesville. That was so maybe before, she would take it back now.
Before all this went down this weekend. And that voice you're hearing is Emily Miller filling in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Emily, thanks for joining us this morning.
It is my pleasure. Having fun.
And my name is Vince Colonnais. All right, so we're talking about Charlottesville, and I want to make sure to jump in right away with you this morning. Do you support maintaining Confederate monuments? Or do you understand the arguments of those who do? And if so, are you concerned about bad actors kind of seizing what you believe is a just issue? Here's why I ask that. First of all, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. The reason I ask that is because, you know, as Charlottesville was breaking over the weekend, one of my first instincts, as it often is to question the press's sort of homogenizing of everyone who was attending in Charlottesville, mm-hmm. kind of lumping everyone into one group. This was all just uniformly white nationalists, white supremacists, no difference of opinion, no people out there who thought that there is some middle ground where they can defend having Confederate monuments but don't consider themselves white supremacists or anything like it. And I'm sure that there was some of that in the group. But as you look at these pictures coming out of Charlottesville, maybe you were even in Charlottesville, and I'd love to get your perspective on this. But as you look at these pictures coming out of Charlottesville, You explicitly see people dressed in KKK outfits. You see people dressed with Nazi paraphernalia on. You see people doing Nazi salutes, people expressing their opinions. I had daily call reporters there talking to these guys. People openly talking about, yeah, we're white supremacists, the country should be, you know, white nationalism, et cetera, et cetera. This was not like a subtle thing at all. This was explicit. I mean, it goes so far as, you know, you have websites like Breitbart, which would normally, you know, not accelerate on that question. They would kind of ease up until they got all the facts. They were just calling the whole thing white nationalism, white supremacy. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a big indicator to me, like, okay, look, there apparently is a lot of agreement of opinion here on that question. It makes me wonder, ultimately, how do you feel about the Confederate monuments? And if you're okay with, if you want the statue of Robert E. Lee to stay up in that square, are you happy that the people who went to maintain that are a bunch of overt, explicit, and self-described white supremacists? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I mean, I'm surprised that the Confederate statues is still such a hot topic and still such a flashpoint. This has been going on. I was in local news, it was 2 years ago, and we did the story almost every day. There's one, for those of us in this area, there's one in Rockville that, if you go into the Rockville Center Square, is now behind a box. Black Lives Matter is still putting graffiti on it. And then
it's
there's
contained
one,
within a box now.
It's in a box. That was the temporary solution, which at last I was up there, it's still under a box. If someone from Rockville wants to call in and update us. And then the other one is still not resolved, is in Old Town. I'm from Baltimore, so I had no strong feelings about this until I started doing these stories. But when I started talking to people who support keeping the statues, I understood it, because they're from the South. Their great-great-grandfathers died in the war. And these statues are to honor the dead, and they're Americans, and they're not to honor slavery, and no one says white people are better, and we all look back and think it's just, you know, one of the saddest parts of our history that blacks were treated as, that blacks were slaves. That being said, especially the statue in Old Town, when I covered that, things I would never have picked up on by walking by it, but it's deliberately focused, and if you're in a Old Town, it's right on that main, what's the main street, as you go down GW Parkway, go straight through the town.
Down King Street?
King Street, or Prince? The main one, the cross street.
Yeah, King Street goes straight through Old Town, yeah.
And it's towards the end, and he faces south. So he's at the end, and he's facing south, and his head is down, looking sad. As you know, and it's not about the loss, it's about all the soldiers that have lost, and there's a lot of names imprinted on it. And I understand why the daughters of the Civil War, it's something like DAR, but more a different group, want to keep it for history's sake, for the people, their great-grandfathers who died. And so I understand that perspective. Unfortunately, as you said, this has been taken over by these white supremacists, and it's a shame because we've lost sort of the meaning of what these statues are about.
So are you concerned with white supremacists, KKK types, pretty explicit on Saturday, hijacking what you think is a sincere moment that we should, you know, not erase history here? Let's go with Paul in District Heights. Good morning. You're on Mornings of the Mall, Paul.
Everybody has the First Amendment right, whether we like them or not.
That's true.
And most decent people don't agree with the KKK or Nazis. But on this specific issue, I think they're correct. There's a witch hunt against anything Confederate, and it's gone too far. It's part of our history, whether we like it or not. And
but are you happy to have KKK, white supremacy?
I'm not happy that they were the group that took it over, because the Marxist news media is making hay out of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they killed somebody, so I
know, and it was that was a crime, and the guy who did it. But that's nothing to do with the cause. The Lee statue should stay. It's just a witch hunt, and we don't like the KKK or Nazis, but everybody has a First Amendment right. And the mayor of Charlottesville should resign also.
All right, thank you,
He's
Paul.
He's incompetent.
Thank you, Paul, for your perspective on that. We want to find out what you think on this. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Service. Sorry, not Jamie, but Art Andrews, rather.
In Art, Hadid Art, we do like you, Art. Sorry about that.
I know, Emily. How you doing? Hi, Vince. Yeah, she's going to be away for the week, so you'll have me for the
I'll keep
the
practicing.
Next five.
I'll get it right.
And you got me and Art this week, okay, Vince. You got to remember that, right?
Exactly. That's right. That's right.
Right.
Okay, good, good. Eastbound 66 at Business Route 234, there is a crash, but they have moved it over to the shoulder. Police are there. Eastbound 66, south from Route 29 Gainesville to the Prince William Parkway, jammed up. It's a 13-minute commute. And in northwest, on northwest, the Beach Drive at Broad Branch Road, we're still dealing with a downed tree. I love that, Broad Branch. Road closed. Police are on the scene. The cleanup is in progress. Your alternate, Blagston Avenue to 16th Street and 95 northbound in Virginia between 17 and Quantico, bumper to bumper. It's a 21-minute trip. 270 southbound from 70 to 121, very slow as well. And in Virginia, northbound Route 7 Quantico, Route 17 to Quantico. I just mentioned that. We'll do it again. It's so nice. 21 minutes, your travel time. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today in the morning, and it'll give way to cloudy skies in the afternoon, a high of 83 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, low of 72. And then tomorrow we'll have cloudy skies, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, high of 86 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 73, 616 on WMAL.
If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need 50 Floor. During the month of August, installation is free. Schedule an in-home consultation. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. 50floor.com.
All right, Charlottesville this weekend under a crush of bad actors. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, KKK, white supremacists, Nazis. Everyone just explicitly out there supporting the most fringe causes in our country. Created a toxic mix as they were all bumping up against one another. We, of course, several deaths, two police officers in a helicopter, one woman hit in a car accident. But a lot of violence out there this weekend. And I'm curious, if you're the type of person who supports maintaining Confederate monuments, not having them ripped down, saying that this is a threat to our history, that it's whitewashing to take them down, get rid of them, are you okay, though, with the bad actors that are coming out and representing your position on this? The white supremacists, the KKK, the people who are openly wearing hoods and Nazi saluting over the weekend? I've just taken a quick phone survey on this question. Let's go to Michael in D.C. this morning. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Here's my position. I'm not one to say these guys are racist or anything. I let, you know, the media and the public say it's that. But
they say it themselves. I mean, a lot of those guys.
No, but I know the media says it also. And I'm African-American. So when I hear people on TV equating Black Lives Matter to racists running people down, Saturday showed me there's a lot of hate out here in this world. I'm 44. I already know it. But what I seen Saturday, you would never see any statue of Adolf Hitler in the United States of America. But yet we have every Confederate put on a pedestal. I understand it's history. Yes, it is history. But for that history of Confederacy, it was a lot of pain and hurt in my community, the African-American community. So hell no, we don't want no Confederate statue in here. You would never see a Confederate statue in Washington, D.C., but you'll see a lot of them in Virginia. Why? Because the state of Virginia was the first state to uphold slavery. Slaves came through the Jamestown River. What we need to do is educate and let our kids know why we have fools that think that way and does action. And as far as the media, and this station also, you are the mainstream media. You guys say you're not. You're on TV every day. You're across the airwaves.
So what's the distinction about?
Media. Hold on.
Go ahead. No, tell me, Michael. What are you making the distinction?
No. You hold a big responsibility to this.
Yeah.
You do.
And what are you hearing? What are we saying that you disagree with?
I never said I disagree.
Oh.
What I said is you're a part of the media. You need to uphold values on this. You need to educate because everyone listening to you, Everyone listen to this radio program.
What do you want us to hear? What do you want us to educate them on? What do you want to hear?
Condemn the hate. Condemn the hate. Condemn the Confederacy. Stop making it seem like Black Lives Matter. KKK. They don't even get, they can't even fit Black Lives Matter in their shoes. What you seen Saturday should have woke you up. But I don't think white people will feel the pain that African Americans feel, because you never really witnessed or experienced racism on the level that we have and constantly do every day.
All right, Michael, thank you for that perspective. And by the way, Michael's perspective, I think, animated a lot of this coming into the weekend, especially among what the press is sort of casually referring to as counter-protesters. Michael mentioned Black Lives Matter, of course, making up some of that group, and Antifa as well. A lot of left-wing agitation going on there. I want to go to Pat and Bowie really quickly here. Pat and Bowie, rather. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, good morning. I am going to echo the previous caller's sentiments, as in equating Black Lives Matter with these KKK, protesters. I'll call them rioters.
Yep.
Because we love to say that when they're, Black Lives Matter protesters. So, let's be careful, conflate the two, because they are not the same.
Well, in modern America, Pat, I will say there's a lot of violence going on, and it appears now in both directions. At least in Black Lives Matter, we saw what happened in Baltimore. That it wasn't like this was peaceful protesting. There was some pretty aggressive and violent rioting going on there.
Okay, that was an economical, an issue about the community. So that was a community issue, and it is being addressed. But back to, the Confederate issue, I do not think that the statue should be removed. They do represent a painful time in my history as a person of color, but I'm not interested in erasing it. There's enough whitewashing of history going on right now. Textbooks are being rewritten, and slavery is being described in books as indentured servitude, and they're smoothing it out really nicely, But I'm not interested in erasing history at all. We need to address it head on, and then we can fix it.
There you go. Okay, good perspective, Pat. Thank you, sir. More from you in just a moment. 6:22 now on WMAL.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Hey, raise your hand if you have way too much to do. Unless you're driving, in which case, keep both hands on the wheel.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
You know, some guys just don't get it. They don't get how busy you are. They act as though your time doesn't really matter. And you end up hanging around the house waiting for them to show up. It happens to me, too, when a plumber or the cable guy comes over. And that's why when you schedule a stand-up guy from Snell, your day planner is sacred to us. We'll never beat around the bush or give you some vague answer like this.
I don't know, sometime between 10 and 3.
I've built this company on respect for your home and your money and especially your time. It's just how we prefer to do business here at Snell. Upfront pricing, guaranteed work, warranties on all equipment, and we make sure our technicians are only the cream of the crop. That's why I call them the stand-up guys.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Chris Plant here. I look forward to the Media Research Center's gala every year, but this year I'm really excited. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary, so they're rolling out their best show ever. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, plus Brigitte Gabrielle, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, gathering in Washington on September 21st for a night of great fun at the expense of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. mrc.org/gala.
It's 625. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, good morning to you, and good morning to you as well, Emily. In the district, Wisconsin Avenue Northwest and Garfield Street, we're still dealing with a malfunctioning traffic light, so be very careful there. Beach Drive Northwest at Broad Branch Road at Down Tree, the cleanup is in progress. Your alternate would be Blagden Avenue to 16th. This report sponsored by AAA. Now, 66 eastbound from Gainesville to Route 234, Prince William Parkway, bumper to bumper. It's a 14-15 minute commute. An accident on 66 eastbound at Business Route 234. It's been moved to the shoulder. Police are there, but still it's causing delays. Virginia, 95 northbound between Route 17 and Quantico, a 21-minute trip. And 270 southbound between 70 and 109. It's an 18-minute commute. It is very slow there as far as mass transit is concerned. Metro's blue and yellow lines experiencing delays. Largo Town Center and Mount Vernon Square, they are the areas affected because of an earlier disabled train at King Street. Maybe they'll resolve that in the not-too-distant future this morning. You know, when your car breaks down, you just want to get back on the road, and you want to do it quickly, and that's why there's AAA. 71% of the time, your AAA driver will get you back on the road, plus they arrive an average of 15 minutes faster than the competition. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a start here to the new work week. Seeing a few clouds and sunshine early, but clouds are thickening through the day. We'll make it up to about 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, 627 now on WMAL, 73 degrees in the nation's capital. Let's go to Jim in Virginia. You're up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Jim, how are you reacting to all of this, especially these white supremacists going out there and supporting keeping the statue?
Hey, good morning, guys. I appreciate you taking this call. And
yes, sir.
Actually, I appreciate you guys putting it in that context because the broad brush is being used right now. Look, I don't know almost anybody that appreciates those particular groups of people hijacking the iconography of the South and the soldiers who fought in the Southern Army. You know, it's ironic to me that they decided that they wanted to protest in front of General Lee's statue. If anybody has done any reading about the general and his life as a United States Army officer and
yes.
then the leader of the Army in Northern Virginia, you would know that he would probably be one of the first people to condemn the actions of these people.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, Jim, we're just out of time, but I will say it seemed like many very, very simple perspectives out there and unfortunately hateful ones in Charlottesville this weekend. 628 right now on WMAL.
Ending a relationship with your timeshare is a lot like going through a divorce. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and every case is unique. Timeshare Exit Team has earned my trust by showing me how thoughtful and considerate their process is, both in exiting you from your timeshare and in helping handle the other stresses that go along with this specialized process. Call Timeshare Exit Team, 844-928-3948, 844-928-3948, timeshareexitteam.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
People are really left, in some ways, emotionally in the dark as it relates to their financial planning. And so when they come in to the office and they ask me, they say, Winter, you know, how do I set myself up for retirement? Do I have enough for retirement? And where we start is with those targets. What are the outcomes? What are the priorities?
More lessons online at wintertroxell.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock for About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bollandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bollandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
All right, if you're exhausted, your sleep physician may say something about your intelligence. We'll explain. 6:30 now. WMAL News is next.
Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. We are learning more this morning about James Fields, the young Ohio man who's facing murder charges in the Saturday incident in Charlottesville, in which a car plowed into a crowd of counter-protesters.
According to a teacher who taught him history in the last 2 years of high school, this teacher's name is Derek Weimer, who taught him at a high school in northern Kentucky. He said that this suspect, James Fields, had some very disturbing views about Nazis.
He had some very radical views on race. He was very infatuated with the Nazis, with Adolf Hitler. He also had a huge military history, especially with like German military history in World War II.
He's charged with one count of second-degree murder, three counts of malicious wounding, one count of failure to stop in an accident which resulted in a death.
Correspondent Brian Todd. Both Republicans and Democrats have criticized President Trump's initial remarks about the violence in Charlottesville. Mr. Trump did not single out any group, but blamed many sides for the violence. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence said, quote, "We have no tolerance for hate and violence, white supremacists or neo-Nazis or the KKK. The world is still nervously watching Guam, which North Korea has threatened to attack perhaps any day now." Guam Governor Eddie Calvo says he hopes it doesn't get to that point.
"We are as prepared as any American community can be for a potential crisis. But I got to bring in, if that were to occur, then you're seeing not only catastrophe in the Marianas, you're not only seeing catastrophe in the Korean Peninsula, catastrophe in Japan, but the world."
President Trump last week warned Pyongyang of fire and fury like the world has never seen. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,858, the Nasdaq at 62,57. Sports, Howie Kendrick's grand slam in the bottom of the 11th gets the Nationals a split of their doubleheader with the Giants. The O's fall to the A's, and Justin Thomas wins the PGA Championship. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
August heat and humidity belong outside your home, not in it. EnergyStar.gov reports standard double pane windows allow about 75% of the sun's heat into your home. Well, Thompson Creek has a cure that can keep you cool and lower your air conditioning bills. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek's amazing windows can reduce solar heat gain and keep you comfortable. Thompson Creek is a name you can trust. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and build their windows in their own local factory. It's true, there's never a middleman, and Thompson Creek is completely accountable to just you. Call now to save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's.
Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's Rankings of Advisors has three major components: assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
America's tax code is hurting you. It's outdated, it's complicated, and it's unfair. Every year, thousands of American jobs are shipped to places like China. Billions of dollars that could have built new factories and created jobs in America are siphoned off overseas. And every day, working families are under attack. America's tax code is sabotaging our economy. U.S. small businesses face the highest tax rates in the industrialized world, giving competitors in places like China an unfair advantage. So working families get left behind. But things are about to change. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is fighting to cut taxes and make America's tax code simpler, fairer, and pro-growth, encouraging investment and job creation here so America's working families see better jobs and higher paychecks. Tell Congresswoman Barbara Comstock to keep fighting for real tax cuts. Paid for by American Action Network.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. In the district, Wisconsin Avenue Northwest and Garfield Street, we are still dealing with those problematic traffic lights. Treat it as a four-way stop, please. Beach Drive Northwest at Broad Branch Road, they're still in the process of cleaning up a downed tree. Your alternate would be Blagden Avenue to 16th. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue is beginning to build in volume. It's a seven-minute trip. It should only take about four. 66 eastbound at Business Route 234, they're cleaning up an accident. They do have it over to the shoulder now. 66 eastbound between 234 and 495. The Beltway, a 28-minute trip. It is slow. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur. It's bumper to bumper, a 20-minute commute. And as far as Metro is concerned, both the blue and yellow lines are experiencing residual delays to the Town Center, the Largo Town Center, and Mount Vernon Square, all because of an earlier disabled train at King Street. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a start to the new work week. Got a little sunshine this morning. More clouds coming in later today, about 83. Could get a hit or miss storm tonight, 72. Isolated showers, thunderstorms on Tuesday. And a little bit warmer up to 86. We got 90s coming maybe by late week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 64 in Burke, 64 in Kensington, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. 7:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst. 8:05, Diamond and Silk stop by Mornings on the Mall. 8:15, we'll be joined by Congressman Tom Garrett as he deals with the fallout in Charlottesville from over the weekend. And then Dana Lash joins us at 8:35 to discuss how she and the NRA are considered domestic threats now by a member of Congress. It's interesting. Vince Colonna is in alongside Emily Miller, who's filling in this morning for the vacationing Mary Walter. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. I'm starting on my second bug call.
Good idea.
No sleep till Brooklyn!
Nope. And Emily won't be sleeping either after all that coffee. Does sleep position have a correlation with your intelligence? Now, everyone sleeps a little differently, of course. Marriages can end based on this. Marriages might even start based on this. But the position in which you sleep really can affect your life and has a correlation, apparently, between your intelligence. This is a new research, as always, suggests the position you sleep in may tell you a lot about yourself. The study was commissioned by the Better Sleep Council, which is a nonprofit consumer education arm of the, quote, International Sleep Products Association. So they know what they're talking about.
So let's go through the types of sleeping, because neither of us knew what any of this was before. Because I think it's hilarious.
Let's hit some of these. There's the fetal position, which is fairly self-explanatory.
But fetal position means like you pull your knees into your chest.
Yeah, you're like...
I don't do this. I don't know.
You're all crimped up into a ball like a fetus.
Okay, got it. All right.
Yep, you sleep in the fetal position.
And you stay that way the whole night because you're a scaredy cat.
Or something. I've heard in the past they use your legs or whatever to basically protect your vital organs. You're pulling up.
Oh.
You have more protection from, you know, external forces. So you're kind of
like
curled up in a ball.
Like in caveman days, that's the way to protect yourself.
I guess so. It's probably evolutionary.
Okay, cool.
So the fetal position still hanging around. There is the log position where you're lying on your side. You're just lying on your side with your arms down.
That's so weird to me. How do you put both arms down and lie on your side?
I don't know. For the most part, you at least have to have one arm crooked up or something.
If you're one of these log sleepers, call them and explain to me how you have one. Yeah, you'd have one arm under your pillow crooked up.
Yeah, I mean, this is why spooning is so difficult. The extra arm is...
Nobody knows how to spoon,
is
right?
a tremendous problem. It's a horrendous problem. This is
spooning
why
it's just you spoon for like 10 minutes and then the end of spooning.
Well, I've long,
nobody can sleep with spooning.
I've long advocated for somebody to come up with a bed that has a dugout like trench in it that you can stick your arm into so that you're
the man.
Yeah, so the man, so the man's arm is relieved of all that pressure. Because it's not that
Well, you could put like two twin beds together and like you could stick your arm between the one arm and the other arm over your
wife.
Yeah,
kind of, except you'd have to set the beds sideways. You'd have to lie sideways.
Oh, I see.
It's still
in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Sideways, I get it now.
Yeah, just to satisfy that particular problem. Okay, let's get back to solo sleeping, though, which is there's back sleepers. Now, these are people who sleep in either soldier mode, which
soldier.
Is with their arms by their side, or starfish, which is their arms are both up by their head. So now you've kind of got your limbs like sprawled out all over the place.
Which is more of like a sofa person. Like, you know, you've got your hands behind your bed and you're watching the TV. But the soldier, just like flat out straight staring up.
So you're just like kicking
weird.
It. They're stomach sleepers.
That's me.
There's people who just sleep on their stomachs.
I do, and I know it's bad for me, and I know it all the time. So I wake up, I've got a crick in my neck, but I cannot sleep anywhere else but flat on my stomach.
No, that's it. That's the only one.
No.
They say this one can cause strain on your lower back if you're a stomach sleeper.
I know, it does.
And it can cause potential neck pain.
It does. I wake up every day with neck pain. And so I've tried. I've lied. Because my doctor's like, just try sleeping on your back. The doctor who won't give me the opioids, same doctor. And he's like, so I'll lie on my back and I'll sit there and stare at the ceiling, blah, 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 and then, as a log or a soldier, I guess. And then I'm like, screw it. Turn over.
You flip
and,
back over.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you sleep on a pillow?
Yeah, I do. It's all
wrong. So
your
head's like all lifted
up? Right, it's all wrong.
Mm.
No.
And then there's the side sleepers, and those are the most common way to sleep.
The
most common way to sleep is on your side. Sleep specialists recommend you do sleep on your side in order to rest more comfortably. Mm. Now, I want to get back to the intelligence portion of this.
Yes.
Which is, they discovered that those who reported higher levels of education, such as graduate school or more, are less likely to sleep in the fetal position.
Okay,
meaning,
so wait,
the more educated you are, the less you sleep exactly like a baby.
Okay, so dumb people sleep in the fetal position is the short version?
That's apparently the buried lead, and you went right for it. grabbed
I'm
it by
so
the jugular.
Glad before I knew the answer to that I did say I was a stomach sleeper.
The most common sleeping position among Americans is the fetal position. 47% of Americans say they sleep in the fetal position.
Now, does it work in reverse if they get themselves out of the fetal position, go on their back in a log or soldier? Will they get smarter and better educated? Like, if you start taking your kids and be like, don't do that, kids!
There's probably some correlation. Now, I will say, as I said that fact just now about how many people sleep in the fetal position, our baby boomer reacted shockingly. He was like, what? Well, there's some good news, Mike, which is to say this. Generation Xers and millennials are more likely to sleep in free fall position with arms and legs outstretched than baby boomers. So the free fall position, I guess you just are sprawled out everywhere.
Yeah.
That's not a very conducive for sharing kind of sleep position.
They're selfish.
It's very selfish.
Yeah.
6:43 now on WMAL.
Looking to buy your first home but scared off by the big down payment?
Yeah, after paying for the wedding, we're afraid we'll be renting forever and miss out on these low interest rates.
Fear not. You can buy a home now with a zero down mortgage from NASA Federal. Plus, there's no private mortgage insurance. You could save thousands not paying PMI.
Wow, with no down payment and no PMI, we could buy that house we saw last weekend.
The zero down mortgage with no PMI is perfect for first-time home buyers who want to take advantage of historically low rates but can't swing the down payment. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit NASAFCU.com/371.
I can't wait to give our landlord the notice.
To end your rental woes, call 855-371-NASA or visit NASAFCU.com/371.
But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to get a zero down mortgage with no PMI from NASA Federal. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit NASAFCU.com/371.
Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 855-371-NASA.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The NV Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors just like you learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the NV Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18%. Annually, and how to buy highly discounted tax delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-614-2119 now to get your free kit. Call 800-614-2119 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-614-2119. That's 800-614-2119.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Emily. Or should I say good night with the conversation that's been going. Anyway, if you hear chainsaws on Beach Drive Northwest at Broad Branch Road, don't worry. It's just the cleanup continuing from a downed tree. Happened earlier this morning. Your alternate would be Blagden Avenue to 16th. Wisconsin Avenue Northwest and Garfield Street, still problematic traffic lights. Just treat it as a four-way stop. They're not working the way they should. Laurel Bowie Road and Laurel southbound at Confey Road. There's a crash with police on the scene. An accident in Upper Marlboro, Pennsylvania Avenue northbound, right after Ritchie Marlboro Road. It's on the shoulder. It's a car into the woods, so we can expect a cleanup and a tow truck there very shortly. Now, northbound 95 in Virginia between Route 1, Aquia, and Quantico. It's a 7-minute trip. You're tapping the brakes there. Not too bad. Northbound also between Route 17 and Quantico. It's a little bit worse. 23 minutes. That's your travel time there. And the Silver Line and the Blue Line for Metro and the Orange Line, actually, experiencing mass transit delays. It's a residual delay to Vienna, Franconia, and Wheelie because of an earlier train malfunction at the Stadium Armory. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see temperatures moderate the next couple of days. 83 today, increasing clouds. Tonight, cloudy, a passing shower. Maybe a thunderstorm near 72. Suburbs a little cooler. Clouds on Tuesday, an isolated shower, thunderstorm 86. And late week, we might actually get close to or above 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
6:47 now on WMAL, 71 degrees in the nation's capital. Dana Lash. First of all, I should know, Dana's going to join us at 8:35 this morning. And you're going to want to hear this interview because we're going to give Dana an opportunity to respond to something that took place over the weekend, which is just, actually, it happened Thursday night. This all started going down. A Democratic congresswoman in New York called both the NRA and Dana Lash, who is their spokeswoman, the NRA spokeswoman, quote, domestic security threats. This is Congresswoman Kathleen Rice. She's from New York. And she said, I'm just going to say it, she wrote in a tweet. I'm just going to say it. That's how you know somebody's about to get something dangerous off their chest when they say, quote, I'm just going to say it.
Uh-huh.
NRA and Dana Lash are quickly becoming domestic security threats under President Trump. We can't ignore that. Wow. So Lash responded to those tweets, asking Rice to explain herself as to how she and other NRA members are security threats. She said, hi, Congresswoman. Can you explain why you say I and millions of members of the NRA are domestic security threats? Thank you. And then she fired off another tweet rephrase. An elected government official just labeled me and millions of others domestic security threats. Wow. The NRA recently released a video saying that they would go after the New York Times for its fake news. In that video, Lashley's quoted as saying, "We're going to laser focus on your so-called honest pursuit of truth. In short, we're coming for you," she said in the video, before describing their outlet as an untrustworthy, dishonest rag. Here's Dana Lash in the NRA. This is cut 14, Mike. This is Dana Lash going after the New York Times. Why don't you hear this?
"We the people have had it. We've had it with your narratives, your propaganda, your fake news. We've had it with your constant protection of your Democrat overlords, your refusal to acknowledge any truth that upsets the fragile construct that you believe is real life. And we've had it with your pretentious, tone-deaf assertion that you are, in any way, truth or fact-based journalism. Consider this the shot across your proverbial bow. We're going to fisk the New York Times and find out just what deep rich means to this old gray hag, this untrustworthy, dishonest rag that has subsisted on the welfare of mediocrity for one, two, three more decades. We're going to laser focus on your so-called honest pursuit of truth. In short, we're coming for you."
We're coming for you. It's pretty haunting. Even if she wasn't representing a gun group, I'd be like, whoa.
I'm scared. I know. I'm a little scared right now.
Easy, Dana Lash.
Right.
So
that is being called a domestic security threat by a United States congresswoman.
On what grounds?
And then, I mean, I think Kathleen Price is her name, the congresswoman. Yeah, mm-hmm. Kathleen Price. I think Rice is going to feel pretty darn stupid when we have actual security threats, which are people marching and then running over people in crowds in Charlottesville.
Yeah, I imagine. I wonder if her view has changed over the weekend or if she feels more resolved now on the Dana Lash question. We'll ask Dana about it when we talk to her this morning at 8:35. It's 6:51 now.
Hey, do you have a house that you're just not sure what to do with? You know, maybe you're an accidental landlord or you're a DIYer and you're done doing it yourself, right? Because of the time suck. Maybe you're relocating, combining households, just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore. Larry O'Connor here. And no matter what your situation might be, I've got a solution for you. Renting with Renter's Warehouse could be the best option for consistent monthly cash flow. Here's how it works. Renter's Warehouse finds quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and then you choose who rents your home. And they warranty them for free, so if they don't work out, Renter's Warehouse replaces them for free. Plus, you get rent collection, maintenance coordination, all the paperwork covered for just one flat, low monthly fee. And no, the fee never changes. You pay no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Or call them 202-897-2822 to speak to a rent estate advisor right now.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, "Low-carb margarita." You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial.
They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out.
Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832 65, consumeraccess.org.
6:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing. Check in with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Vince. Dow futures are flirting with being up 100 points at the open. The index had its second worst week of the year last week, but we could have a little rally this morning. Crude oil is trading lower, but prices are higher at the pump by an average of 8 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks because of higher crude oil prices during that time. The national average for regular is now $2.40 a gallon. President Trump wants help from China on dealing with North Korea, but he is set to sign an executive order today to begin a trade investigation against China for the alleged theft of American technology and intellectual property. Amazon is giving refunds to people who bought scam solar eclipse glasses through the site, many sold by Chinese companies trying to cash in. 1 week from today, we'll have that first total solar eclipse to cross the U.S. in 99 years. HBO's hacking headache continues. Episodes from the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm have appeared online. HBO has not paid ransom to stop the leaks. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Vince, we always like to lead off with some good news if we can, and so we do. Beach Drive Northwest at Broad Branch Road has been reopened. They got rid of that downed tree. And some more good news as far as the blue and yellow lines are concerned. They're back to normal. Now, Wisconsin Avenue Northwest and Garfield Street, still, they're dealing with malfunctioning traffic lights, so be very careful there, please. In Durwood, Muncaster Mill Road before Avery Road, police are on the scene of an accident. And in Laurel, Laurel Bowie Road southbound at Conti Road. Crash there and police are there as well. Upper Marlboro, Pennsylvania Avenue northbound after Ritchie Marlboro Road. An accident. It has been pushed to the shoulder. And the George Washington Parkway southbound near Spout Run Parkway. Do watch out for a disabled vehicle. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see temperatures moderate the next couple of days. 83 today, increasing clouds. Tonight, cloudy, a passing shower. Maybe a thunderstorm near 72. Suburbs a little cooler. Clouds on Tuesday, an isolated shower, thunderstorm 86. And late week, we might actually get close to or above 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently, Reagan National, 71 degrees, 6:57 on WMAL. All right, Tom Cruise does all of his own stunts, as you know. As you might know. I don't know. I don't know if you knew that, but I'm going to tell you about it. Tom Cruise, famous for doing all of his own stunts. He's now on Mission Impossible.
Yes, that's his big thing, even though he's like over 50 now.
Yeah.
So it's just getting a little excessive.
Well, his last Mission Impossible, he was hanging on the side of like a giant jumbo jet at the door or whatever.
It's pretty cool. But
so he's working on Mission Impossible 43 right now in London, and they were out of... I'm just kidding. It's Mission Impossible 6. He was jumping between buildings, I guess, this weekend. He's 55 years old, as you said. And he was trying to perform this stunt. He was pictured limping away in pain after crew members rushed to his side because he was harnessed, but he didn't clear the entire jump.
Oops.
He made it took a gigantic leap off some rigging and onto a rooftop. He was attached to a harness, but he fell a little short. He crashed into the side of the building,
ouch,
and he was seen limping away after that. It's usually a good sign when somebody's limping.
Well, this is why they insure those movie stars for enormous amounts of money, because Tom Cruise gets a broken ankle in the middle of Mission Impossible 3, and there goes the production schedule.
Yeah. So,
and I think he's probably going to get a stuntman after this.
Probably.
It's a little embarrassing.
And then we got this news. HBO is still dealing with these hacks. That sound you're hearing is the theme, of course, to Curb Your Enthusiasm. Well, HBO's hackers have released new episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm against, of course, HBO's wishes. There's been threats that they'd be releasing Game of Thrones. They've been holding those ransom, apparently. But HBO's still suffering from the hacks as new episodes of Curb, highly anticipated, it's supposed to come back in October, already available online to be watched illegally. So if you'd like to break the law, that's what you can enjoy today. Amazing stuff. Poor HBO. Haven't watched that Game of Thrones yet. Don't spoil it for me. Let's see. Joe DeGenova's coming up here next on Mornings on the Mall. We'll get to hear some of his legal analysis. We'll have more reaction from Charlottesville.
And the president's tweeting.
And
the president's tweeting right now. We'll keep it up on that.
The president, very, very Twitterific as we speak. And then Bill Maher. You should hear what he said over the weekend about political correctness.